I don't know why I'm recording this because we don't.
Are we going? Are we doing Kaylin's text sex?
Well, she won't. She doesn't want to do them, so we're doing Christie's instead. We're doing Christie's.
Yeah, you guys
sex.
Can read yours by all means.
Let me find them.
Mine says,
"I gotta
hey,
keep one thing close to my heart."
I'm making dinner.
Take the chicken out of the freezer.
I put the soup down. I took a shower.
I changed my underwear.
I feel like we haven't even started the tangent yet. Can we save the jokes or will we start? Okay, and now here comes the tangent.
It's the tangent with the Fred Show.
Giving you all the shit we couldn't talk about on air.
Okay, now tell your jokes. Now we tell the jokes. Hole. You wash your booty hole. That's your sex?
No, that's Rufio's no. suggestion.
Oh.
Hey, I changed my undies.
That would be something sexy for her because apparently it doesn't happen very often.
I took a shower. I changed my undies.
Changed my underwear for once. Unbelievable. And people think that we put you up to this stuff, Rufio, but you just say it on your own. It just is it. Yeah.
You know?
It's true. Truth.
It's true.
Yeah. I shared on the show today that people who send sexts, specifically sexually explicit messages and photographs and videos with their phone, tend to have dark personality traits.
I don't believe it.
International team of researchers conducted surveys of more than 6,000 people in 11 countries. So that's a pretty good cross-section of the world, right? You got all the different countries, different folks, a lot of people. Normally, it's like a survey of 100 people revealed that everyone's an asshole. It's like, what with 100 people? They link the habit of sending sex to two personality traits that make up the famous dark triad psychological model, narcissism and Machiavellianism. Narcissism is characterized by grandiosity, pride, egotism, lack of empathy. Machiavellianism, I think I added a syllable there, is characterized by manipulation and exploitation of others. It's also often linked to a cynical disregard for morality and focus on self-interest and deception.
What a lie.
Psychopathy is characterized by continuing antisocial behavior, impulsivity, selfishness, callousness, and remorselessness. Uh-oh.
What?
Someone's a psychopath.
I'm not a psychopath.
So you do a lot
like
of
to sex.
You do a lot of sexting.
Yeah, a lot of it.
You send a lot of naked pictures.
A lot of them.
You've acknowledged this. Now, you claim you don't care if they leak.
No, I really, I wouldn't send it if I cared, you know? Like, who cares?
Because I've never sent a deep pic. Never. Zero. There is, and the reason being is for, I don't need that out there. Plus, I don't think they're hot. I don't know too many women who receive a random deep pic and go, that's what I want now. Let's go get it.
I like them.
Well,
face in these sexts?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Why is that so concerning?
Wow.
Who cares?
Dios mio.
Who cares? I mean, worst case, they get leaked? They look good. Okay.
See, that's why I think
how many pictures are you taking before you send one?
She has photo shoots. She has photo shoots. She has her friends come over and take them.
Yeah, I have my friends take them sometimes. Other times I have an app on my phone. It's like a timer photo app.
Uh-huh.
And Yeah.
I don't mean this to be rude, but you're the person I was talking about earlier. I don't think you're sending these for other people's enjoyment. I think you're sending them to get the feedback from the men, which is fine. I mean, look, as a sexual person, I get more feedback. I get more from the feedback I receive from my partner than I do from my own. But I don't think you're sending these pictures to make guys happy. I think you're sending these pictures because you're baiting them to tell you that you're hot. That's what I think.
I could send them like a regular selfie and they would just tell me that I'm hot. If I send them a nude, it's because I'm trying to like start a little conversation.
Okay, but you can't stand it when you send a picture and people don't immediately respond with amazement.
Well, duh.
You send sex like just out there without any...
Not a photo, but I'll start with a text and see
if
get my toes opener? In the water.
So let's hear a real life sort of back and forth. I also kind of want to hear what these guys are responding with.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the last person I texted was 5'9 guy.
5'9,
okay.
When was this?
Couple days ago. I tried last night, but I think he fell asleep on me.
Has he answered yet?
No. I think it's because I called him, and some guys get scared when you want to do phone sex, so.
Oh.
I think people get nervous with
it's
that.
It's probably not a good sign that he hasn't responded. But anyway,
let's
Let's hear, you know, a little, I want to hear the back and forth. Like, start out with the warm-up, and then I want to hear what he says.
Well, he started it last
Do you want me
time.
To read him? Should I read him?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah, he started
I wish we both had them so we could do the voices.
She going to give you your phone like that?
There's no photos. Of me naked.
Okay, I'm gonna,
you're fine.
Oh, I wish I had a copy so I could be her and you could be him.
Oh, I'll send the screenshots to Kaylin.
Okay, so wait, who's whom?
I'm the blue text. What, do you not have an
iPhone? You got an iPhone, bro?
Oh, so you're only letting me see...
I screenshotted it, yeah.
Oh, my God. He misspelled shit in this, too.
Oh, deal breaker.
I'm not dating him for a
wait a minute, though. So you're only sending me the one where he solicited you.
Yeah, I want to hear you be the initiator.
Well, here's what. Yeah, so she sent the one of him leading. So
that's the last time we
I'll send you one of those for me, but.
I woke up rock hard.
Say it, please say it.
Do it, Fred.
Hold on a second.
You wanted to do this, Fred.
I just want you to know that this is not me talking. No, okay. This is 5'9 guy sexting Christy.
Yeah.
We're starting with 5'9 guy.
Hey.
I woke up rock hard needing your flawless body riding me.
Soft.
It just retracted into my body.
He texted it
dried up.
Yeah. It was during the show. This is,
notice this is the one
show.
She provides.
Flawless
the one where he calls her
like,
flawless. Christy.
We have a lot of combos. I wasn't going to keep going back a couple weeks to find.
This is Christy. Oh, and what would you do if I were there right now?
Jackhammer the shit out of it.
And I'm 5'9", so you may not even know that I was doing it. No, he might.
You should have sent him a picture of the Magnum condoms.
Let me tell you something. I understand there are some short guys out there packing, so I'm not picking on short guys. And there's some tall guys out there that are got nothing, so I'm not, you know. This is him. I start between your legs.
Really
I feel like that guy from Dateline NBC.
Wow.
Kissing your thighs and stomach.
That's why she's sharing them. These are soft. These aren't dirty.
Teasing you with my fingers. Mm-hmm. Then I'd wait. When you can't take it any longer, I would lick your wet, and he spelled it P-U-S-E-Y.
P-U-S-E-Y?
I'm not banging his brains, guys, all right?
Bam! I'd be like, all right, the Verizon Wireless customer you are trying to reach is unavailable.
P-U-S-E-Y.
Oh, my God.
He can't even spell it.
This was during the show, too.
I spelled it P-U-S-E-Y.
It's everybody knows it's I-E.
Well, this guy is so full of shit.
I after E, except
when you can't take it, I would lick the P-U-S-E-Y while massaging your perfect tits.
Oh, this
everything's perfect. Ooh. Flawless, perfect. Yeah. Anyway, this. Oh, how about I
bruised,
take your C in
boobies.
My mouth as you're licking my, and then you spelled it properly. Yeah. No, I'm here to worship you and give you mind-bending orgasms. This guy sucks.
That's why she's cheering on. Mine are filthy compared
horrible.
To that.
It's just cheesy.
Who says
mind-bending?
The last guy I was sexting, I could show you those, but you wouldn't want to read those, Fred.
Show them.
No, Fred doesn't want to read those.
You can read them.
Yeah.
He really wants that pousse.
How you say
so he pousse? So he can give you a mind-bending orgasm.
I want to worship you. You are my queen.
That's how people are.
I love women. Well, I'm a feminist.
Nobody talks that way. Nobody talks that way.
I want to respect your flawless
your
body.
Your immaculate body.
Your beautiful body.
I want to cook for you and then make love.
I think he knows that I like to read my porn, so he's trying to be like descriptive and kind of do more like a porn book style.
Mind-bending.
Yeah.
No,
I was into it.
Okay, people.
Yeah, I got a little turned on during the show.
What time during the show was this?
This was like 7 a.m.
7 a.m. Oh,
I woke up rock hard.
Caitlin's doing the entertainment report. I'm texting back this dude.
What is it?
Everyone else is not listening either.
I woke up rock hard. Wanting your immaculate body.
I know. It's like
on top of me.
I like it. Throw some compliments.
Does he have a thesaurus out? Is he like
other words for it?
Yeah. Yeah. Mammaries.
I want your areola in my mouth.
In my oral
texting?
Location.
Yeah, in one of my offices.
Okay, how's your sexting go, Fred?
I don't think I have
Y'all, you want to fuck?
Yeah. Basically, DTF. Hey, you up? DTF.
Yeah. I got that Uber on the way.
Yeah, right.
I don't understand the ass-kissing notion of this. Like, it's unnecessary. You're already going back and forth. You're flawless.
Well, I don't know. Maybe because we're not dating, so he feels like he has to throw in compliments more often.
I would say that's all the reason not to have to throw in compliments more often. If you're dating, then you... And there's actual emotion involved. But I don't even think I would go. It just sounds corny to me.
That's really weird that he sexed it like that, but then he's a jackrabbit in the bed.
Well, only the first time. After we talked about it, I don't know if one of his friends heard or something.
Does he worship your flawless body and perfect you?
He slowed it down.
Okay.
I want to brush your hair and feed you grapes.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
That sounds amazing. Okay.
Okay, Rapunzel.
I would love for someone to brush my hair and feed me grapes.
Okay, so let's hear an elevated one.
Yeah, let's hear a dirty one.
What do you want me to go through all of our messages? We text a lot.
No, he sucks. He's not a good sexer.
Let me just keyword search penis and see what pops up.
Make sure you
penis.
Spell it P-E-N-N-I-S.
Yeah.
Pens. Pen 15.
Two N's.
Oh, this guy's terrible.
Search pussy. It's what comes up.
I don't consider myself any kind of like Casanova over here, but I think I do a better job than that.
Yeah.
I want to worship your perfect man.
Okay, let's read yours then, Fred.
No, I don't. They're much more direct.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not. I don't waste a lot of time with this fluffy language that means nothing.
The fluffy language is good. You're starting off sexting. You don't get dirty until, like, you know, at least halfway through. You got to warm up a lady.
Does he complete those tasks when you're the tasks that he texts you?
Yeah, he does.
Does he worship you?
Yeah, he's pretty good at it.
Okay.
I don't see anything wrong with these messages.
I think
I see nothing wrong.
Yeah, because they're all compliments to your immaculate body.
Exactly. Exactly. The one screenshot she shows me is this guy. Is every single one is him using the most grandiose words.
Cute face, thin waist with a big behind.
Yeah. What is this, a Daniel Steele novel?
Top of the line. That is you, Christine.
I don't know. Yeah, that's what I'm going to say. Wait until you see my dick.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on who you're
the whisper
sexting.
Song
some guys
until
are
you see my dick.
Yeah. Wait, bitch.
Yeah. Wait. I'm going to
beat that pussy up.
Yeah.
P-U- like, bam, bam,
P-U-S-C-Y.
Bam,
bam.
And bam.
Beat that pussy up. Beat
and bam.
Yeah.
Come here, little mama.
Let me whisper in your ear.
Let me whisper in your ear.
Let me tell you something that, what is it?
You might like to hear.
You might like to hear. I got a sexy-ass body,
and
your face looks soft. Mind if I touch it to see if it's soft?
That's a weird one.
Something like that.
Something about a nasty man.
Now that would impress me.
Do you know what they're talking about, Christy?
No.
Oh, my God.
What are they talking about?
It's a song by the Ying Yang Twins. It's called Wait.
It's a little ditty.
Oh, yeah.
It is a filthy song.
The chorus is, hey, bitch, wait till you see my dick.
Yeah.
Hey, bitch, I'm going to beat that pussy up.
Yeah. Like, original ASMR right there.
That's how Fred sex. Hey,
well,
bitch.
Yeah.
Wait till you see this.
At least I give Ying Yang Twins credit. I mean, I quote them at the bottom. I put them in the bibliography at the end. I mean, it's like, you know, I'm not taking credit for it. I'm not over here doing like Daniel Steele, you know, Hallmark sexting over here. I feel like that's on a Hallmark card somewhere
it's Fabio.
With some glitter on the front of it, you know?
Each guy's different when you're sexting them, you know? Some guys are dirtier. Some guys are more romantic with it. It just depends on who you're sexting.
I just don't. I don't. I'm not saying he doesn't think these things. It just seems so like formless. Letter, like it's over the top flattery, which makes me think that it's not real. Like over the top, you know what I'm saying? Like if someone goes, you're amazing, you're the best, you're so great, you're so perfect, you're so awesome, like all consecutively like that, I don't believe them.
Yeah, I didn't really read that much into it as you guys are.
I just get to the point. Here's what I would do. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I want for you.
Yeah, but the lead up is nice. I don't know.
Like
Dr.
Seuss, I make it rhyme. This is what I'll do. This is what I want for you. Cat in a hat.
Wow.
Green eggs and ham.
Great sex,
one fish, two fish.
Yeah.
Ooh. Blue fish.
One fist.
Yeah.
One fist.
Two fist.
The strawberry fist.
I can't with you guys.
Bend
I
over.
Bend over.
Bend your little flawless ass
fish,
over.
One fist, two fist.
Three fists.
Blue balls.
Three fists?
No.
Three fists, I'm amazed.
You don't need it.
Where'd the third one go?
Oh, somebody else is in here. Oh, shit. That's my guy. That's my friend. What's he doing here?
Rufio, get out of here.
My bad.
I thought this was like
my guy.
This is a brown fist. This is not my fist.
That's enough. This is old. I'm done.
That's ridiculous.
Let's delete it.
I think.
Can we even post this?
I don't want it. I'm really glad I didn't read mine.
I can't wait to see the caption on this one. First of all, it's NC-17. Second of all,
it's NC-84.
It'll be sexting, narcissism, and Dr. Seuss, or something like that.
One fist, two fist.
And the Ying Yang Twins.
Oh man, I can't.
Oh, Jesus. All right, guys. Well, there you go.
Show?
You guys are flawless.
So if you sex, you're a narcissist, and please
get out of here.
Do better than 5'9", guy. I went and put your perfect body in my perfect...
immaculate.
In my immaculate mouth, in my perfect man.
You guys are sounding a little jealous that you're not getting sexed. Sounds a little jealous.
You don't know my life, girl.
I'm all set there. There's really no shortage, so it's all good. I just don't really talk to people like that I'm not in a relationship with. I think it sounds a little flowery to me. I think it sounds a little canned. Should I think be. It sounds like he's maybe got a spreadsheet somewhere and he copy and paste into there. I'm an opinion.
I think it's very rude that
I'll see you in a fortnight.
Responding to sex during the show when we're trying to focus on, you know,
excellence.
A number one radio program.
We're over here trying to win another Silver Dome Award, and right. and you're
give Dome.
Right.
And you're over here trying to give it. Yeah. We're over here trying to win.
To get it,
I'm over here trying to get us a Marconi, and you're over here trying to get yourself a book deal for a romance novel.
What's even wilder is iSex during the Entertainment Report. So yeah, that's wild.
I know. And the fact that you can focus on these
I can read and type
hard-hitting stories and you can sex is unbelievable.
I'm not even literate. This is wild.
Yeah. No, this is
yes, I am literate. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you're deep in the trenches trying to get the latest entertainment news and gossip and then also sexting
right.
men.
Yes.
Do guys sext you like that? Do they talk about your immaculate body and
it's
your
dirtier. That's why
what
I was
I'm saying.
To read
yeah.
It. Yeah. It's much dirtier.
Yeah.
There might be a voice note or two involved.
Oh.
Yeah.
You say it, you or
I
you
might.
Receive a voice
I
note.
I might.
And so hold on a second. So so you say what you want and like do you use a sexy voice?
That or there might be noises that are happening.
Whoa.
Are they real?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you would actually like hit record before you
mm-hmm.
Okay. That's hot. No, that's hot. Now that's what I'm talking about.
Oh my God.
I've never written. No, that's not true. I get videos. So I get videos again, yeah.
Yeah, then they're done.
So do you have any issue with videos?
I save that for someone that I'm in a relationship
okay.
with
you don't
and trust
it?
Very much. No, not really. I mean, I gotta save something, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, there's not much left, so.
Right. I have no dignity, so.
I was gonna say, for most of us at this point, there's not a whole lot I can save for you, honey, so.
right. I gotta save a couple things, yeah. You know? Butt stuff and.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
One fist, two fist.
Yeah.
I was making a joke, but everyone was like, whoa.
Rufio's fist.
Yeah. No, I'm good on that.
Everybody
Thank
leaves.
You.
All right. Have a nice
That's
day,
cool.
everyone. Thank you for listening
Goodbye.
To whatever.
This was immaculate. This was so good.
It was perfect.
My
it was immaculate. It was flawless.
Right.
This podcast was flawless, Christy.
I quit.
Are you mad because I think his sexting is cheesy? It's cheesy.
I just think it's a little judgmental. Like everyone has their own flavor, and I like what we do. So fine.
Now all of a sudden you like this guy because like a minute ago
no,
you didn't
I
like him.
I like how I sext. I like the things that I do. You guys like the things you do.
Oh.
Are you worried?
I'm not mad.
Are you worried if you get in a relationship with this guy and we meet him? Like that's what we're gonna talk
but we're
about.
Not making,
I'm not gonna get in a relationship with this
but
guy.
But we're not making fun of you, we're making fun of him.
It's fine.
I'm making. We didn't say anything about what you said. We said everything about what he said because he's the cheesy one. Yeah.
Give us the dirty stuff.
No.
Oh, now,
See,
now, all of a sudden, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Clams up over here.
All bashful.
All of a sudden. All right, guys. Have a nice day. Thanks for listening. Maybe don't tell too many people about this one.
Tell 5'9" guy.
I'm not putting a swipe up on this one.
Yeah, he's gonna get an anonymous email from like a Gmail account that a burner account. Hey, take a listen to this one. A friend has recommended this iHeartRadio podcast.
Oh God.